This is Intersection. I'm Matthew Petty. The death toll in the United States from COVID-19 passed 900,000 last month, and epidemiologists say that's likely an undercount. Millions of people have been infected with COVID, many of them long haulers with lingering symptoms. But even for those who didn't get sick or didn't lose someone to COVID, it still has been hugely disruptive. Floridians finishing high school and heading to college in early 2020 had their worlds turned upside down by the pandemic. They missed out on milestone events like prom and graduation. Intersection intern Allegra Montesano talked with two Gen Z Floridians about how the last 2 years have gone. Maximilian Harmanolu, a Valencia College graduate who's part owner of Versus Games in Oviedo, and David Perez, a Florida State University student who lived in Orlando and was a Disney cast member last summer. Harmanolu began the conversation. When the pandemic hit, he'd just moved into his dream apartment at UCF's Hub.
Going into 2020, I was supposed to be wrapping up my degree, actually, at Valencia. I should have graduated with that come by 2020. I had a gap year from 2017 going into 2018. So I started Valencia in 2018. So 2020 was supposed to be my wrap-up year for Valencia, and I was supposed to go into UCF. I was supposed to do the Direct Connect program, and, you know, a lot of things were delayed with the classes being moved to online, and I was going for business. And at the tail end of my degree at Valencia, I was getting hit with all the, you know, prerequisites for the bachelor's program or the business program at UCF. So all of my really important classes, like financial accounting, you know, managerial accounting, business calc, all of that was going to be moved to online because nobody knew what was going on. And I wasn't comfortable with that. So I wanted to wait it out. And so instead of taking my four classes per semester that I was looking forward to, because again, supposed to finish up, I was only taking one or two classes per semester. So that is one thing that I had missed out planning wise, let alone for any, you know, building relationships as in terms of friendships and meeting people. Because as said, I had just moved into Hub in 2019 of August. So I had maybe 5 months of enjoying this, you know, beautiful place before then it go to a ghost town, which was extremely interesting.
Definitely. And David, where were you when the pandemic started and what were you doing? How old were you?
When the pandemic was categorized as a pandemic in March of 2020, I was a senior in Miami, Florida. But ironically enough, I was in Washington, D.C. the day that it was categorized as a pandemic for a national broadcast competition called Student Television Network. I went there to represent my high school. The day before the competition was set to start, everything shut down. While I was in the Capitol, I saw the entire city just go mayhem. It was insane. And as a high school student, the first worry we had was, are we going to be able to get back home? Are flights going to be available? What's going to happen? What are the mask policies now moving onward? Everything was definitely questioned at that very moment. Thankfully, we got home safely. We traveled. It was a group, I believe, of 24 of us. Luckily, none of us got COVID, and that was phenomenal. But then the long-term effects that it had, obviously, I just said it was my senior year. Because of COVID, my last months of my high school career were essentially stripped away from me, gone. And there's nothing we can do to ever get that back. I constantly think about the fact of one day when I have kids, when my child comes up to me and was like, hey, dad, how was your prom night? Well, guess what? We didn't have prom. We didn't get graduation. There was no celebration to honor the pivotal moments of our childhood, essentially, where we transitioned from a kid to adulthood. It was hard. My mental health went steady decline. It hit me like a bus. And luckily, I was not as affected financially or health-wise. And I'm grateful for that. But definitely, socially, it made a big impact in my life.
So it really does sound like the pandemic has had like a pretty heavy effect on you, even just looking back on everything that you kind of had to miss. Even then, how are you doing now?
Well, obviously, the pandemic wasn't just a one-year thing. We're 2 years in it right now, and luckily things have changed, but we're still in that pandemic title or that state of emergency declared by Washington. Graduating high school was difficult, but then I was basically sent off to college in a year that college wasn't even open. So the question started to arise of, am I going to move? Is it worth to get an apartment? If I get an apartment, would it just be a waste of money? Because obviously I'm not going to move to a new town to go to my college if there's going to be no reason, if everything's going to be online. My dream school was out of state, but at the time being, like, I questioned myself. I was like, is it even worth it to pay so much in tuition when I'm just going to get glorified Khan Academy? There's like definitely different aspects that I had to question. And it was a very dark period because what I grew up my entire life dreaming about, instead of living my dreams, I was living my worst nightmare.
And Max, did you think that the pandemic was going to last long initially, or how long did you think it was going to last?
So when the pandemic hit, I had already re-signed my lease for Hub. It's come by January-ish, December, January, with all these student housings is when they start hitting you with, hey, renew. And again, I was there for 5 months and I was like, this place is beautiful. Everything's been great so far. Signed it, no problem. You know, yeah, sure, $940 a month, but I was only 5 months into that. I was like, you know, whatever, I deserve it. I have the means. And so I signed for that. I thought I was prepared for, like, at the very least until the end of July, which was the lease term being over. I guess that's just mentally how I kind of, you know, was hoping for, you know, things would just work out. You know, maybe it sounds reasonable. Come by March to July, that's 4 months-ish. Like, you know, maybe it'll only be like something quick, you know, hopefully. And then as things started to just progress and get, you know, more and more serious, and then, of course, realizing like, yeah, no, there's no way that this is going to be a brief 4 months. Come by July, I think that we were hearing that things might not get back to normal until 2022. They were saying mid-2022, way back in the first 6 months of COVID, that's what their projection was for life turning back to normal. And then that's when we were all like, whoa, 2.5 years? Like, that's going to be no way. They're trying to bait us or whatever. I was in the uppermost apartment. I had people telling me, man, like, you probably have the best apartment view and everything. Because I used to always be able to see everybody. Everybody at the pool, having a good time, barbecuing, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of that went to emptiness. And then there I was looking at this gray pool area, because the color scheme is gray with neon, you know, colors, et cetera. But without the people there, you know, all you really focused on was the gray. After so long, come by April to May, when I was starting to doubt, and I was like, oh, wait, this is probably not going to be 4 months. And then it solidified July, where I was like, yeah, no, the projections of 2-ish years, et cetera, et cetera. But leading up into that, you know, mental health went to a total decline. I also refuse to go home. And my home, gratefully, is only 3.5 hours away in Cooper City, Florida. So I didn't want to go down home, because here I was paying $920 a month for this apartment. So I didn't want it to kind of be like a waste. So I lost motivation in general. I just stayed in my apartment for months and months on end, looking at that nothingness that was there. Eventually, you know, I started to meet people and meet, you know, friends, because then in turn, what the pandemic brought was, as college was shut down, as David said before, there was a lot of now kids, quote unquote, or young adults able to have freedom beyond any freedom that was had before. I wanted to start on, you know, my own clothing brand, Sunset Park, as well as I was in the talks of joining Versus Games. So it gave a lot of avenues, but it took a lot of avenues away at the same time, or at least changed direction.
And how are you doing now in terms of mental health?
You know, a lot of time went by and different things happened. Recently lost a friend. And that friend was somebody who I was with majority of the time in 2020. So, you know, it's interesting because everybody has their different things that they went through during that time and how the cards fell. Same thing with David. You know, I mean, things are interesting, you know. So, I mean, some of the foundation that I laid out in 2020 and 2021 during the craziness is good in terms of versus games, doing great. You know, that was, you know, I had the opportunity to start laying that out. You know, I had the free time and I had, you know, the resources, you know, great in that aspect. As for the timing wise and wishing now that things are finally falling into place and wishing that I can be with the people who, you know, we all said was like, all right, we're going to get through it. Like, you know, can't wait till things get to normal. You know, also my father lives in New York and no flights. I went to only two of my grandfather's yearly anniversary passings because then COVID happened. So I haven't seen that part of my family in New York in years. So definitely, like, I lost a lot of communication with my father. Like, him and I were on the phone last night. We're like, hey, man, I think we drifted apart. And I'm like, I know. Like, I'm sorry. So, you know, I was caught up in, you know, the 2020, 2021, you know, figuring out different avenues of your life and, you know, young adult, figuring things out, you know, doing school, trying to start up, you know, Sunset Park versus, et cetera, et cetera. So as of right now, though, you know, I'm trying to get through it the best that I can. I ponder all the time, which is helpful and not at the same time. But I think that things are going in the right direction because they have to.
Thank you for sharing. Also, I'm really sorry to hear about your friend. I know it's really difficult. You know, we're in a pandemic, so when bad things happen, they just feel extra bad, right? David, how did your friends and people your age act when the pandemic kind of came about? Was there like a pause in lifestyle for everyone, or were people still going out?
So like I said earlier, the pandemic hit when I was in a national broadcast competition. When I came back home, our school took advantage of the situation and they were like, oh, we're going to get the kids who just traveled and we're going to quarantine you guys. We're going to test the like 2 weeks. We're going to test like this online system with this certain population. And I was like, I was willing to do it. In fact, in my mind, I was low-key happy because I was like, yay, 2 weeks off school, sign me up. Well, the first week went by and that Friday, our school announced that we would not be returning to class. And I look back now and I don't remember my last day of high school. My last day of high school was going to the last day before going to this competition. And it was as insignificant as any other day. I don't remember it. Like, it's sad I couldn't say goodbye to the halls that saw me grow up. It's sad that I couldn't give a thank you to the teachers that really helped define me and attributed to the person I am right now. But I think my story is very insignificant when you compare it to the real grand scheme of things. Like, building off of Max just said, like, how many people have lost their lives to this pandemic? Before we started today, I was on Instagram and Axios. I was looking at a post that they said, I believe the number was around 900,000 plus people of Americans just in the country have died due to COVID. 6 million plus worldwide. Luckily for me, I'm not one that has been affected with a loss like that. And I'm grateful for that. Not a day goes by behind it. I did test positive with COVID twice within the same year, actually. January 6th, 2021, I tested positive. And then December 18th, 2021, I tested positive again with Omicron. Luckily, as I said, no one in my family passed away. And I take that for granted. No one lost their jobs. And I recognize that that's not the normal. That's not the reality. That's not what people went through. We are fortunate enough that our biggest problems right now are talking about rent, talking about what our future is, whether we're going to take a class or not. There are people who unfortunately have to return every single night home and eat dinner to an empty chair. And beyond grateful that I'm not part of that statistic. But to answer your question to what you said, how do people react? I think there was definitely in Miami, the vibe in Miami, people went crazy. People took advantage of the situation. And because of that, Miami became very quickly one of the hot, like cities with this variant, with COVID, with whatever, anything that's come out due to COVID, Miami has been hit the hardest. And it's just because of that mentality, people just continue to go party. At first, people didn't know the significance that this virus was going to have on society and essentially the world. And at first, it was frustrating as someone who believed in the virus and believed in the information that was being released. I got annoyed very easily. I was like, I never was able to wrap my head around how people couldn't believe in a virus that was killing so many. And I can definitely tell you that I was annoyed, just for a lack of a better word, with the entire situation and how it started, essentially.
A lot of young people are saying that they feel as though they've lost some of their youth to the pandemic. What do you think about this? Do you feel that same way?
I could see the reason behind such comment. I mean, when we started, I'm telling you, I was stripped away from such a pivotal transition point, and I think American culture, from childhood to adulthood, graduation gone, prom gone, getting into college was a completely different animal than compared to other years, just because of this ongoing virus. So I definitely can see and I can understand the mentality behind losing that youth. I think I was forced to grow up faster than compared to others because I was thrown in this world where there was no foundation. We were going to provide the foundation. I also believe that we shouldn't be looking at things so negatively, because that's just going to continue, is going to cause a bad mental breakdown in the long run. And I truly believe that in moment of darkness, we should seek to find the light, to guide our way out of it. And that's why I decided to move to Orlando during this period of time last summer and make the most out of my time. And hence, I never would have believed it, but I'm proud to say that I was a cast member this past summer. And it was definitely a good experience. And I think I made the most out of what was given at me, especially with the pandemic and everything that was going on.
Max, as well, do you think that maybe you lost some of your youth to the pandemic, as some people have been saying, or do you have any thoughts about that?
My reaction to that is their perspective is valid. The perspective is valid. The point is valid. You know, everybody's emotions behind the pandemic is valid. It's then just how you move forward with it. You know, do you say it with compassion and understanding? And, you know, it's kind of the same way when somebody passes away. It changes you. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you had going on. Somebody who passes away, you could say, like, that made somebody grow up early on, depending when it would happen to them. So at the same time, you know, you hold it and you carry it, but you can also hold it and carry it in, you know, a better way of gratefulness, gratitude. You know, you learn something that young at the same time. So it's not always a negative. You know, we all lost something. You know, if it wasn't my young life in the 20s, you know, late teens, 19 to 20, 20 to 21, et cetera, it was somebody's last time in the third decade. You know, they're losing their 30s, going to, or losing their 20s and going to the 30s, losing their 30s, going to, you know, whatever. So, you know, everybody lost something, whether it's categorized as youth or just an important block of time. So that's my perspective on that. Just be grateful and just be aware. You're here now, so make the most of it. And there's only so much that you can do, but you can move forward. You can.
I've been speaking with David Perez and Maximilian Harmonolu. Thank you both so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Support for Intersection comes from Advent Health and from our listeners. Our intern is Allegra Montesano. Editorial guidance from Latoya Dennis. Find archived episodes on our website, wmfe.org/intersection, and download the podcast. I'm Matthew Petty. Thanks for listening.